Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, everyone. It's Elizabeth Kay, your host of 50 Shades of Kay. And today we're talking about sports. Are you feeling the magic here in Milwaukee, especially? Because you should. I'm joined with one of my buddies here at the radio station and a sports expert.
Wow.
That's what we're going to call him. It's Bart Winkler. He does the morning show, Chuck and Winkler, 105.7 FM, The Fan. You have been traveling to all these games from St. Louis to Chicago. This is a magical season, though, Bart, isn't it?
The season's great. It's been magical for me in the last 6 days. In 6 days, I went to three ballparks. Miller Park on Sunday, which I saw you were there.
Yes.
But I was in work mode.
I was not,
no,
which is why I was enjoying everything that Miller Park had to offer.
Yes.
I was not driving. I was not in work mode. Are you kidding me? My husband was the guy in section 125 that started the Let's Go Cardinals chant.
And then
I chanted and I looked at him and I said, I feel weird. I feel gross. It's weird that we're cheering for the Cardinals. And this was obviously because we wanted them to beat the Cubs, which they didn't. Then you were at the game earlier this week at Wrigley where they sealed it first place. But when I say magical, I can't help but compare this feeling to what it felt like the year the Packers won the Super Bowl and were the underdogs. We're like, everything was going in their favor. I mean, it's like they couldn't do anything wrong. And I feel like in all these seasons in the past with the Brewers, so many things just wouldn't go our way. Now everything's going our way. That's what I'm talking about.
Yeah, I mean, they won 96 games after the NL Central clincher in Chicago. So it was definitely a good season, but the Cubs were a team that they had to chase the whole season. And in that final week, they won 7 in a row just to earn the right to play in that tiebreaker game that was Monday afternoon. And then they went to Chicago and won that game. And to be there for both of those clinching games, the playoff game, when they clinched against St. Louis to clinch a spot in the playoffs, and then at Wrigley was a great feeling. But just around Milwaukee, I'm not gonna cry.
Are you really getting emotional?
I get emotional because I'm getting goosebumps right now because just there's nothing better than when your baseball team's good.
Yeah.
There's just everybody's just so much happier. And the Packers, it's like it's great, and I love the Packers. We are co-owners.
You and I. We own the team.
Of the team. But there's just you can just feel it. Like I can look out in the offices and you know, people wearing their Brewers jackets or whatever.
I got a Brewers sweatshirt on today.
Everyone, but you know, everyone's got Brewers on their mind. And if you ever have small talk in the kitchen, you can just say, Brewers? And then you'll talk for 5 minutes. Nothing better than when your baseball team is good in a baseball town.
But I think when you also compare it to the Packers being that we kind of expect, we're still at a point where we expect the Packers to do well. We expect it. The Brewers, it was very unexpected. I mean, we had the All-Star, we were doing well, then we had the All-Star break. Then things kind of started to fall apart, and right away people were like, oh, that's the Brewers. There you go.
Yeah.
Start to fall apart. And then now all this winning that they've done at the end of the season, I mean, we are stacked. You look at our team, I mean, it's not just, oh, Ryan Braun. I feel like now even like bandwagon fans can name more than three players.
Yeah, well, the month like, Yelich has had has been great.
Moose. Lorenzo Cain.
It's always good to have guys like Moose.
Travis Shaw.
Shaw's been huge.
I mean, it's been
Josh Hader.
So what do you think is going to happen here? And this is where I said to Bart beforehand, I said, you got to keep this real simple, dumb it down. Are we looking that we're going to be going to the World Series? I mean, is it looking that way?
It is hard to say. The NL is very wide open, but the Brewers definitely have as good as a chance as anybody. And they're doing it in a different way. The Brewers' stars, normally in the playoffs, the stars are the offense, which the Brewers have, and then you're starting pitchers.
Yeah.
So these guys, these are lockdown guys, 7 innings, you can't get a hit off them, and then there's 2 relievers that come and finish the game. That's how you win in the playoffs. But what the Brewers are going to try to do and what they've been doing is their starter maybe only goes 4 or 5 innings, and then they have the bullpen guys who are actually their best pitchers. Josh Hader, who closed the game out in Chicago. He's the best pitcher on that team. In years past, your best pitcher is a starter. But for the Brewers, their best pitchers are the guys that come in later. And they're kind of changing how baseball's managed to that sense. So with that strategy, I mean, the Cubs would be a tough challenge. The Rockies, they're all tough. They're all tough opponents here. But if you want to put some money on the Brewers going to the World Series, you definitely got pretty good odds to do it. Once you get past the National League, you'd have to face either like the Astros or the Red Sox or the Yankees. That's going to be tough. The American League is better than the National League.
It is a
little
bit tougher.
But the Brewers, they're at a good point because if they don't make the World Series, it will be a bummer if they don't make the World Series. But we'll look forward to next year.
Because will a lot of these guys be back next year?
Most of them should be.
Like Christian Yelich, we're locked in?
He's going to be here for like 4 years.
So we're locked in with that one.
Yeah. Lokane for 4 years. But if they don't make the World Series, I think we'll be disappointed, but there will still be better things for next year. If they make the World Series, it really shouldn't be that much of a surprise because they are as good as any other team that they're going to see over the next couple of
weeks.
Which
is great to hear because in all the years past, they've been talking about the rebuild. Well, the rebuild is now. Like, now we're finally seeing the effects of that.
They did not expect to be this good this quick.
And that's what's awesome.
Like, not even the fans.
That's what I'm saying.
But Brewers.
Still, this is why I think this energy is rubbing off on all of us, those of us that have been fans throughout the season and then the kind of the fair weathered fans, because even the players are just, they're just geeking out. They're like, oh my God. And they're playing loose and they're having fun.
Yeah.
And that goes hand in hand with winning. Now, how cool would it be to get a World Series game in Milwaukee? If we make it, Milwaukee will be insane.
I mean, it's already insane. And the playoffs haven't even officially started, and it's already insane. And a World Series game would be great, and a couple would be great, but Elizabeth, a World Series parade would be much better.
Yes, it would.
And I'm looking forward to that. But I don't know. A prediction's hard to give. They've got a team that can do it. Council said in the locker room, we were not a World Series team in the middle of the season. They had that stretch. They had some bad stretches right before the All-Star break. They lost 5 in a row to Pittsburgh. It looked pretty bleak. I didn't think they'd win the division. Not a lot of people did. But the Brewers figured it out, did it, and Council told them, we are a World Series team. They could go to the World Series. I think when they've gone in the playoffs the last couple of times, it was a possibility. Would have been maybe a surprise. This year, it's still not expected. And this time's different, too, because in 2008 and 2011, the last two times they made the playoffs, it was kind of like the peak, and then it was going to go down again. Because some of the guys were in the last year of their contract, or leaving, or whatever. But this year, it's like the beginning. Like, Yelich is going to be here for 4 years. He's under contract. Lorenzo Cain signed a big contract. The pitchers, Josh Hader, Travis Shaw, all these guys that you named are going to be here for a while. So it's going to be fun for a few years. And you never know. Just thinking about a possible World Series game, like you said, I mean, I get chills. It's just, there's nothing better than when your baseball team is good. It just takes over
like
the whole
said,
city.
Like you said, in a baseball town.
It just takes over the whole city.
What has been your favorite moment so far? Because you were on the field when they won in St. Louis. You got some amazing video. I asked you if you were sprayed with champagne, and you weren't. What happened when you were in Chicago this week?
I got a little wet. I got sprayed.
Because of the rain?
No, there was no rain down there.
But there was rain up in this area here.
Oh, yeah. It was brutal. Brutal drive.
But what has been your favorite moment?
I think that for me, being on the mounds of Major League stadiums has been very cool, which I've done now twice in a week.
Yeah.
But I really liked the Wrigley Field Clubhouse. I was able to catch a moment between David Stearns, the GM, and Craig Counsell, the manager. And Stearns went over to Counsell and said, I'm happy for you, man. And Counsell said, no, I'm happy for you. And it was just a nice moment to kind of catch off on the side that these guys are genuinely happy for each other. They've all worked towards a common goal, and they've achieved the goal of winning the division, getting into the playoffs, and there's more baseball. We could be talking Brewers playing baseball for another 4 weeks yet.
Yes, this is the best month. I mean, we've got the Bucs season starting.
Yeah.
We've got Packers football. Yeah. I mean, Badgers football is happening.
No one cares about the Packers right now.
That's the funny thing. Isn't that the funniest thing?
And as a diehard Packer fan, and as an owner,
right?
I love when I love when I feel about another team the way I usually feel about the Packers.
But that was what was so funny about being at Miller Park on Sunday when we went to the game. So you have people that had like the Brewers hat on, and then they had like a Packer jersey on, and then people were tailgating, and we were listening to the Packer game. Then we went into Miller Park. You go get a beer, and you could see the Packer game.
Yeah.
And then I saw people wearing Giannis Bucks stuff, and you're walking through the atrium and Miller Park, and everyone's just high-fiving.
Yeah.
And I said to people, I said, that game at Miller Park on Sunday had the energy and the excitement of opening day, but not as drunk.
Yeah, I felt that too.
Because at this point, you had like real fans and fans that didn't want to get so wasted because they wanted to pay attention because there was a lot happening throughout the league. But it was so fun. Like, I was so proud to be from Milwaukee that day.
And it's only going to get more intense, though.
Yeah, that's true. Like, there's more at stake.
Thursday and Friday and the playoff games. It's only going to get more intense.
Ugh, Bart.
Now, there's only guaranteed, we're only guaranteed two playoff games here.
Yeah.
Thursday and Friday. Brewers could lose.
And I get that these games are a series, but we don't want to lose at all.
I don't want to lose.
I know we don't want to lose, but are they going to get too big of egos and feel like, oh, yeah.
No. No, I don't feel that.
And they know they've got to earn every
Yeah, I mean, they had to work hard just to earn the chance to play Chicago in that game they played on Monday to win the National League Central.
They're locked in right now.
They are, and that's the difference for me with this team, with these other teams. Those other teams, like 7 years ago, kind of maybe got cold or maybe ran out of steam. This team is peaking.
The best at a time when you want them
is
to.
Right now.
Yeah.
And just like the Packers
season.
Yep, you get hot at the right time.
That's why it just feels so much like that season. And remember, it was back in 2011 when the Packers won the Super Bowl. And now here we sit, 2011, where our team, our baseball team's feeling hot. There could be some parallels going on here, Bart. If you're superstitious and you're into that.
Our teams are rarely ever this good, so
enjoy it while you can.
To explain it is fine with me. I just wish it happened more.
Who's your favorite player?
On the Brewers?
Yeah.
From a baseball standpoint, I've always liked Ryan Braun. He's been here for a long time. We're the same age. I just feel like he's defined the era of when I've been the most invested into the Brewers. Actually, when they went on strike in 1994, I hated baseball. I said, I'm never watching this crap again. I hated it because I was a kid. They're 10 years old. They went on strike. So I thought, I'm not watching this. And I didn't get back into it until the home run chase between Mark McGwire, Sammy Sosa in 98. And then the Brewers bought a new ballpark or built one. And then that's when I really became a diehard Brewer guy. And Ryan Braun's been a Brewer pretty much that entire time.
So when you kind of came back into the league being a fan, that's when...
Actually, my first favorite team was the Cubs.
Whoa. Not going to be a popular comment here on the podcast.
Because they were on TV. I liked the Cubs and the Brewers growing up because they were in different leagues and the Cubs were on TV.
That's what a lot of people say. They were in different leagues, yes.
And the Brewers were on TV once a week.
So Braun's your favorite player?
From like my life baseball standpoint.
Bart in you says Ryan Braun.
Yelich is great. Lorenzo Cain is a great piece to this team. I mean, just all these guys are really... apple in the bunch.
But isn't it funny how you talk about Lorenzo Cain and then like Moose, how they were in Kansas City and for a long time it felt like Kansas City was the Brewers varsity team?
Yeah.
They had our manager, they had our players, and now all of a sudden we're getting their players, and now we're winning the games?
Yeah,
I like this flip.
A good bunch of players. And Lorenzo Cain's great because he started in Milwaukee.
Right.
I mean, he grew up in the Brewers minor league system and then was traded and then decided to come back. Now, the Brewers were the team that was willing to pay him the most this last offseason because he was a free agent. But he's a great story. It's just to be there, and I really don't have much more of an experience than the rest of you other than I was physically in there. But if you see it on video, I think you got a pretty good, just in watching some of it back, you got a pretty good indication and sense of what I was able to see is that these guys are pumped, they like each other quite a bit, and they know they're not done. The celebration in Chicago is actually a little toned down from the one in St. Louis. I just think they're focused that there's more baseball to be played.
Yeah, it's not over yet.
And they know, I mean, baseball's a funny game. You know, you could go cold for three games and the season's over. But they know talent-wise, they are as good as anybody left, and they can get it done.
Well, it's fun to hear people talk about the Brewers across the league. That's what I get a kick out of when I'm listening to other shows and national shows and things like that. that aren't local. I mean, we're homers. You and I are from here. When you hear people outside of this area talk about it, that's when it became real for me, where I'm like, oh my God, they're talking about our guys. I mean, you had Baker Mayfield, the quarterback of the Cleveland Browns, go into a game wearing a Christian Yelich jersey. And then in the post game, when he was talking to the press, he said Yelich for MVP. I sat there, and that's when it became real for me, because I'm biased. When he said that, I sat there and thought, wow.
Oh, you know who is at the game?
People are talking about him. What game?
On Monday, the Brewers-Cubs game.
Who?
So I didn't see her.
Was it? Oh, I was going to ask you, is it a Cubs fan?
Well.
Bill Murray, shocker.
Mike Ditka was there. He did the stretch. I saw him.
Well, that's not a shock. He's a Chicago guy.
Alex Rodriguez was there in the press box.
And J-Lo?
I didn't see her, but my partner Chuck did.
Jennifer Lopez was
my
really there.
My co-host.
She was really there?
She was there. He says he saw her. And she said, excuse me.
Good for A-Rod. As much as I know baseball.
And I missed her.
People want to hate on A-Rod, but look at him. Look what he's doing. He lives a pretty charmed life, don't you think?
He's hanging out at a baseball game with his smoking hot J-Lo.
Well, and I love that Jennifer Lopez comes to all these baseball games with him.
Yeah, that is funny.
She says she loves listening to him call games.
Yeah.
She's a fan.
Well, good. She should be. I like A-Rod. And I like J-Lo.
Did you like A-Rod when he was a player?
Yeah, I never did not like him.
So you weren't a Yankee fan then?
No. And I know
like,
he got busted
I feel
for...
like Yankee fans didn't really like Alex Rodriguez.
My husband's a Yankee fan. Yeah.
He was a big Jeter fan.
Okay. If you like Jeter, you can't like A-Rod.
Well, if you like baseball, you like Jeter.
Sure.
Right?
Jeter's fine.
At this point, now that he's not playing, Jeter did it the right way.
I never hated the Yankees.
Some people do, though.
A lot of people do because they have the most money and they can just kind of buy championships like what the Cubs can kind of do.
Yes, but in a way, I sit here and say if that was my team, if we could just rack up all these championships, I probably wouldn't be complaining. Because the whole point
is
to win.
Yeah, it's the way the sport's laid out. So
it's just millionaires getting richer. That's what we're experiencing.
Yeah, all we're doing is cheering on millionaires' investments. That's all we're doing.
But it's okay because it's entertaining.
It is entertaining.
And we're going to keep going to the games and they're going to keep printing money. All right, Bart. Well, this has gone on long enough. I literally said, let's not spend too much time talking sports. But we talked here for a little bit. But I appreciate it. And I love following you on social media. And if you are interested in getting sort of like a behind the scenes look, follow Bart. Bart, what are you on Instagram and Twitter?
Oh, my Instagram is Bart Winkler.
Just the way it sounds, folks.
And then the other ones are Winks Thinks. I couldn't get Bart Winkler on the other platforms.
Why? Who else is Bart Winkler?
Some Bart Winkler that tweeted out latitude, longitude, one tweet ever. It's like 43.56789 North.
And that's the guy that's holding the name Bart Winkler.
Yeah. So I had to be Winks Thinks.
Winks Thinks. And you're going to be at the game on Thursday and Friday?
So I'm not covering the games anymore.
Who is?
Another guy.
Ooh. Should we follow this person on social media?
Nah, he's a loser.
What?
But I'm going to go as a fan.
You're going to be there as a fan.
So I've been able to work as the kind of media, but I'm going to take these games in as a fan.
Well, and you can always catch Bart with Chuck and Chuck and Winkler weekday mornings. What time do you guys start?
6.
I don't always know because we're on the air. I just know you walk around the halls before.
Yeah, 6 to 10.
6 to 10, 105.7 FM, The Fan. You can also get it on our free radio.com app. You like how I plugged the app there? You're supposed to do it every hour, Bart. Are you doing it on your show?
I did it once today.
Well, all right. We'll take that as a win. Thanks, Bart.
Thank you.
And if you enjoyed this podcast, make sure to share it with a friend, subscribe, and leave a review. Thanks for listening.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.